guys, it's another exciting episode on True Talk with Ifeoluwa. It's been a long week for me. I don't know about you, but I hope you're all doing fine and you're all doing well. Has been work, business, going out and coming in, and everything in general. Yeah, have you guys been? I do hope you guys are doing well. You guys are doing fine. Yeah. And yes, it's almost the end of the month of August. Oh my goodness, like, just feels like 2021 is gradually coming to an end, and we're just like, may God see us through. And I really hope and pray that we don't have to hear or listen to any bad reports on the news around us, or whatever it is. The Ember month will be favorable and good to every one of us. Welcome guys to today's episode. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode, I don't know what is wrong with you, I don't know what you're up to, but you just have to listen to it. Yes, because it's a continuation of last week's episode today. So last week we talked on employee relationship, like dating in a working environment, and like, so I had a premium gist, I had a personal gist about somebody that said something, and I got it on her, and it was just a boom. Yeah, like last week I was in that chance to go on social media to get most people comment, but trust me guys, there were lots of comments, and most especially everyone was just like, it's a nay for me, no. Most people didn't really want to bring in their record or send in their record rather, so I'm just gonna say some of the stuff they sent again. So Tinuke, okay, I'm not gonna say their meaning, let me just make it general. Most people said nay. Yeah, most of them said nay. And I have someone that said relationship in a working environment has really helped her friend, and that's Tinuke. Yeah, she said it has really helped her friend. Her friend got to the company, met her life partner per se, because they already married with two kids. And I'm like, you know, life just turned around for different people. Before you get, like, the fact that you're saying no doesn't mean it doesn't work out for other people. So according to her, she said they were colleagues at work, not really the boss kind of thing. Then the feeling just came up, and one thing led to another thing, and that's what happened. I think the fiancé, that's the male partner, had to excuse himself in the organization, not generally because of his relationship with the lady, but just because he wanted to aim high, as in a career path, career growth, and the like. So they are together. And another person said, it's a nay for me, God forbid. The last relationship I had at my working environment was living in here. I don't understand what this whole stuff is all about, but she had something, she was saying some stuff too, but I really didn't get it. I definitely know some people have different story about relationship in a working environment, and personally it's a no for me. No, as in relationship, the same place I work, it's a no for me. But it depends, y'all. It depends, because I feel like if you are in a relationship, or you see this person, some people are wise, some people are knowledgeable, some people are smart, you get, so and some are just gullible and nice. Relationship might not just work. I feel relationship in a working environment depends on you and the partner. You get, depends on understanding, depends on the long-term goals and the like. So it's not more like, okay, we are just cruising together, we're just catching cruise, we're just catching fun or something. It's more of a long-term plan. You get, so if you are in a relationship, or if you're in a working environment, and you know, you just have this feeling about somebody, somewhere, it's okay, let's see where the Lord takes us to. It's not bad to try, or you get, the fact that everyone has a negative experience doesn't mean you also will have a negative experience. But most especially, you know, I don't want to be too religious, yeah, but most especially, if you're going to take up a big step like that, you get, just put it first to the Lord. Ask God, what are you saying? Just put it in prayer, because trust me, you can actually meet your life partner anywhere. either in your working environment, on the street or inside the bus or social media or anywhere. We just tend to just bring up some standard and some rules to the old stuff. So you get so that's it. That's the old chase. Feels like this month is more of a relationship parol, and I'm going to be ending the month of August with a relationship chest. Yeah. So I remember the previous episode I did, and I think it was story time. Yeah, I shared a particular story. I really can't remember the story anymore though. But if you're wondering what the story is all about, you can just check back on my episode list. You see story time, then you can listen to it. So I asked some few folks to just sharing their story, either personal or a friend, and I just feel like every other person could learn. So a friend approached me this week, and it was more of a relationship matter, I guess. So she's in a relationship. It's not like the relationship is new per se, but she has been in a relationship, and she recently found out that this guy has been having intimacy with his ex. You get, and he just came back from nowhere, boom, 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 boom. Like, it's not being apologetic. Just feel like, okay, it's just normal, but it will just let her go. It's just because of chances, you know. She just came up or something. And you know, trust me, when a lady is in love, you just tend to give some excuses to the guy, like just like, okay, maybe it's just chance, sure, you get that kind of thing. I could feel it in our conversation that she still really, really loves this guy, but this guy doesn't want her, trust me, guys. Like, it wasn't apologetic. You messed around with your ex, and you came back not feeling apologetic, and you just felt like, okay, nothing much now, the relationship can still go on, so what's up, and like, it's a nene for me. And trust me, guys, there is more to this story. There is more to it. I would definitely tell her to send a personal record of it, so I will be able to play it live, because, you know, I can't share somebody's story best as they would. So that's just a tip of the iceberg. Oh, how did they say it? So that will be all on today's episode. I told you guys it was more of a relationship gist. And if you're wondering, okay, what's today all about? I really don't understand, okay, relationship gist. Listen to my last episode on employee relationship in the working environment. Is it a nay for you or a yay for you? Yeah, because I add premium gist. And that will be all for the month of August 2021. So I'm officially signing off for the month of August. Yeah. Am I supposed to do that? But yes. We have a few days left to September. Yeah, to September. And yeah, I want to do some shout out to some folks out there, family, friends, you know, August children, August borns. Like, happy birthday. If it's in advance or in arrears, happy birthday. And the September month, hope you guys are kicking off. You guys are getting ready for the month of September. That will be all, guys. And if you have further questions or you want to share in some personal story about yourself that you feel okay other people can learn, or you just feel like, okay, can you share this content on your podcast, I'm readily available. I don't know if that's that English palash, but I'm available. You guys can check up on me on Instagram at ifeoluwaslim, on Twitter at ifeoluwa_slim, and if you have my personal number on WhatsApp, yeah, you can just chat me. And on Facebook, we officially launched our page. That was last 2 weeks. Yes, as I said earlier, and the page is True Talk with Ifeoluwa. So you can just log on to Facebook, like the page, comment, and do some other things on it, you guys. Just an I kind of thing. So that will be all. Bye bye. Take care of yourself. Till I see you September 2021. Peace out. Take care.